enthusiastic. It's naturally supernatural. My guest is a prophecy expert. I love Bible prophecy, but I love fresh manna, fresh revelation of the Word. And he has studied the Bible and made predictions based on the Bible, and they've all come true. Well, he sees the future of the United States of America. I can't wait for you to hear this.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, I don't get it. Here's a man, he's Catholic. He doesn't really know the Lord. He tries to read the Bible. He gets nowhere. And then this elderly woman just comes to him and starts telling him all about Jesus, and he runs from her. He wants nothing to do with her. And one night, he had a dream. Tell me about it.
Well, what happened, this woman had talked to me about the Lord. I didn't want to hear any of it. But it kind of led me to try to read the Bible. And when I tried reading it, I didn't understand anything I was reading. So I go to bed that night. In the middle of the night, I have this dream where there's a red dragon coming after me.
Now, you don't know that the red dragon is in Revelation.
No.
You know nothing.
I don't know anything like that. And I wake up, I'm in a pool of perspiration in my bed. My heart is racing, and finally, after I calmed down, I said in the darkness of the room, I said, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I eventually calmed down, I fell back asleep, and then the next morning when I woke up and I tried reading the Bible, said it was alive to me. I understood everything that I was reading at that point.
Now, you told me you just had an insatiable hunger now to read the Bible. How does someone go from overnight of it's in Greek to I have revelation of this book?
I feel that I was born again in my spirit, that I understood that Jesus is who he says he is, and that brought me to just a place in my spirit where when I read it, I just understand it now. And I literally went from being unable to comprehend it to just a few hours later, it was alive, and it is the most alive book that anybody will ever read.
I agree. Now, I have never heard anyone teach on this before, but there are some ancient Egyptian scrolls. Tell me about them.
Yeah, it's called the Papyrus Ipiwer, and Ipiwer...
I am so glad you had to say that rather than me.
I understand. You don't want to name your kid Ipiwer. He lived long ago, about 3,500 years ago. And this guy was an advisor to Pharaoh back then. And he was very critical of Pharaoh in this papyrus that he wrote, which is something you really didn't do back then. You know, that was a big no-no. But apparently Pharaoh...
It would be off with your head.
But what he was talking about was how blood was appearing in the river, which is exactly coinciding with what we see in the book of Exodus. He also started talking about how darkness covered the land as well, which is the same thing in Exodus.
It sounds to me like it's great verification that for the reality of the Word of God from history. How old was this papyrus?
3,500 years.
Okay. Now, what is so amazing to me is that what was going on is Pharaoh was trying to stop
the Jewish people from going to the promised land, Israel.
Yes.
And you have found that this is a reoccurring pattern throughout history. The same thing that happens to Pharaoh happens to people.
What we're actually seeing now since 1991 is that as efforts are made to remove the land from Israel, that in fact, there's historically significant disasters that are occurring often to the day that it takes place.
Now, another thing that, and by the way, we'll get to a few of those, but another thing that intrigues me is the revelation you got in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 to 21. It talks about the last days. It talks about four horns. Explain briefly what that means.
The four horns of Zechariah looks at, it's an old prophecy, 2,500 years old. And Sid, it looks at a group of four political powers that will come together to scatter the land of Israel. And of course, what we're actually seeing today is that there is an organization called the Quartet. It's an international group made up of the U.S., the EU, European Union, United Nations, and Russia. They actually have united in order to remove the land from Israel, which is exactly what the prophecy said to look for. Now, what's important is that it talks in terms of the horns of the nations, these four horns going against the land in the plural. And then at the end, it says, lifted their horn, which indicates they act as one. And this is the first time in history of Israel that you've got four acting as one to scatter the land.
Well, and you just almost answered my question. Many people say the four horns are something that happened thousands of years ago, and therefore it's not relevant today.
Yeah, actually, the four that are used by people that indicate they were in the past include two that did not scatter, so they could not have fulfilled that prophecy. You know, the other thing is the term horn is used and not nations, and horn includes a political power, which would include entities like the European Union and the UN.
Well, to me, the most amazing thing is these four entities are called a quartet, and they're working together. Now, when they first got together, one of the most major disasters to hit planet Earth occurred, and it's amazing to me. Can we talk about that when we come right back?
Absolutely.
Don't you dare go away.
A 3,500-year-old Egyptian scroll has been uncovered. Now you can understand Bible prophecy and obtain protection from natural disasters, war, lawlessness, and this current global financial shaking. More with David Brennan when we come back. Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
I was assaulted last February, and I had a concussion and felt tired all the time. Tonight, when Sid and his guests prayed for healing angels to be released, my neck was healed.
I'm 19 now, but got saved at 16, and your show was here to guide me and help me grow in the Word and the supernatural of God. The testimonies I heard gave me such a great faith and made me want to live in holiness and righteousness. If it wasn't for It's Supernatural, I don't think I would be where I am today.
I am 17 and would like to say this ministry has changed my whole life. I have been saved for about 4 months now, and my whole life has changed. Amazing. It's the best thing that has ever happened to me. This ministry has really brought my faith to a new level.
If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Dave. Dave, I am overwhelmed with the revelation God's given you, and I've never even heard anyone talk about it, and if they've talked about it, they've actually got it wrong. You talk about what's going on right today. There is a quartet from Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 to 21. It's the U.S., the U.N., the European Union, and Russia, and they're acting as one. And they're coming against Israel. Now, the first time the quartet actually met what happened in the U.S. and Europe.
You know, the thing is this. That prophecy indicates that this group of four horns, that when they do their thing to scatter the land, that it's going to result in the nations being, these entities being frayed, referred to, which is not a positive thing.
Explain what you mean by frayed.
Something bad is going to happen to them, bottom line. So, you know, it's one thing for us to take a look at this entity that appears to perfectly fulfill this prophecy of the quartet, but it's another, well, is the biblical response warned of actually taking place?
Right.
And this is what we know so far with this quartet, is that the first time they met, which was April 30th, 2003, the beginning of the worst weather in U.S. history began on that day. It lasted, Sid, for about 1 month in the United States. There was like 562 tornadoes. There was over 1,500 hailstorms. It was an absolute catastrophe, widespread. Well, the other major member of the quartet is the European Union. And after the worst weather in the U.S. Ended in late May, beginning in Europe, right after that, was the worst heat wave in over 250 years. So you see, actually, there was the, as I call it, coincidence. I put that in quotations.
Yeah, but I would not, yeah, I wouldn't even use that word.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen this time and time again. When you go against the apple of God's eye, you're going against God. He says, he that touches Israel is the same as someone that pokes their finger in God's eye. So this disaster happens in the U.S. It happens in Europe. Then the head of the quartet, Tony Blair, tell me what happened when he first went to the Middle
East. Yes. So we see another effort on the part of the quartet. And this is taking place. It begins on July 23rd, 2007. Well, you say, what does that have to do with anything? You actually can go back and you can find the date that the global financial meltdown began. And the way that you do that is you look at the premium paid by banks to banks for borrowing money to one another, because that was the essence of the it was a liquidity crisis, Sid, the whole banking issue, the meltdown. You can go back to the week of Tony Blair's visit to begin the effort to remove the land from Israel. That week, that premium paid by banks began a march that was historical in nature, to the point that it's called a Sigma 6.2 event. What that is in English, it happens once every 2.5 million days, and it happened that week.
So this financial meltdown, another, as some would call it, coincidence. But even when the four got together, the quartet, their first meeting, how many people died in Europe?
It was a huge calamity. There was like 50,000 people. What happened is the rivers dried up, so the nuclear power plants could not access river water to keep them cool. They had to shut down.
How could anyone think this is a coincidence? It started with Pharaoh. We found these ancient scrolls verifying the Bible. Every time someone goes against the apple of God's eye, it opens them up for disaster.
Yes.
For instance, real quickly, Great Britain ran an ad to build tourism, and it's going to Israel. They showed a picture of the Western Wall, but they had to stop it. Tell me what happened.
That's right. What happened is that Israel was seeking, their tourism office was seeking to run an ad in Great Britain promoting Eastern Jerusalem, which Great Britain says is not a part of Israel, that's a part of some future Palestinian state. Well, they refused to allow that ad to run. And the date that the refusal came down was April 14th, 2010.
Who refused?
The Advertising Standards Agency within Great Britain.
Okay, so Britain was ordered not to use the ad. What was the repercussion?
What happened is, now, you realize that impacted Israeli tourism. And it also inferred that Israel didn't own East Jerusalem, that it was not a part of Israel. And on the very same day, this Iceland volcano, the name looks like a monkey hit a typewriter, you can't even pronounce the name, blew its top and sent ash all over Great Britain and shut down their tourism.
I was there at the time, and the planes weren't even going.
Correct.
So when you go against the tourism of Israel, your tourism gets wiped out in Europe. I mean, it is so phenomenal. Very quickly, I need to know. I couldn't believe it when President Obama made his speech about the Israel had to go back to their pre-67 borders, and what was the repercussion as a result of that speech?
That's one that you have to dig into, because the speech was given on May 19th, 2011, but. You know, obviously the president did not come up with that policy on that date. It was determined some time before.
Of course.
Well, it's strange that George Mitchell, who was a consummate diplomat, who was heading up the Middle East for the U.S. for years, since Bill Clinton, actually resigned, and his resignation was announced a week before. But the letter was dated April 6th. Well, because he obviously felt so strongly against the new policy that he should resign, we can infer from that logically that he probably resigned very quickly after it was determined. So that brings us to the day or two before the date on his letter, April 4th and 5th, and that is the beginning of the worst tornado rampage in world history, is what they say.
How much more do you need? Well, I'm going to give you more. Don't go away, because we're going to find out about the U.S. connection with the Muslim Brotherhood, who is designed to destroy Israel and the United States. Don't go away.
A 3,500-year-old Egyptian scroll has been uncovered. Now you can understand Bible prophecy and obtain protection from natural disasters, war, lawlessness, and this current global financial shaking. We'll return to It's Supernatural in one moment. Call now and get David Brennan's must-have prophetic audio CD and two-volume book package, The Israel Omen. Plus, receive this powerful supernatural prayer of protection bookmark, all for a gift of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9173. Through this riveting prophetic teaching, you will discover, since 1991, 13 disasters were the direct result of the policies and decisions made by three U.S. presidents. The ancient biblical curse that is linked to the huge financial meltdown of 2008 was just the beginning of more to come. The obscure Bible passage that reveals what's soon in store for Israel, America, and the world. The prophecy of the four horns of Zechariah, which warns of the powerful organization called the Quartet, whose agenda is to divide Israel, plunging the world into judgment, despair, and destruction. And when you call, you will receive this powerful supernatural prayer of protection bookmark. This supernatural prayer will result in divine protection over you and your family, even in the midst of the events about to affect planet Earth. You must call now to get David Brennan's must-have prophetic audio CD and two-volume book package, The Israel Omen. Plus, receive this powerful supernatural prayer of protection bookmark, all for a gift of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9173. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9173 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know something I don't understand? I understand the Muslim Brotherhood. I understand their goals, but I don't understand why they have total access to the White House. I don't understand why they're selling fighter jets to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Briefly, what's wrong with the Muslim Brotherhood?
The Muslim Brotherhood is dedicated to essentially imposing Islam over the entire world. It's called a caliph, and that imposes what's called Sharia law, which, you know, under Sharia law, fathers can kill their daughters for perceived dishonor. It is bad news. They are bad news. And for this administration to think that they can cozy up to this type of organization is naive at best, or it's some very ominous shift in U.S. policy. It's bad news.
Well, they actually want to destroy every Jew. They
yes.
want to destroy Israel,
yes.
and they want to destroy the United States. I wouldn't invite these people into my home, even if it was a White House.
And Sid, why give them F-16 fighter planes? Really? That's the thing to do? And, you know, how do you make peace in the Middle East with people who teach their grammar school kids that a good Jew is a dead Jew? I don't see how you do it.
You found an amazing pattern, an amazing common denominator from Scripture. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. Explain that.
And what it is, actually, the bottom line is it kind of came to me from a dream. And peace, then sudden destruction. The thing is this. When you look at the 13 historically significant disasters that coincide to the day, in most cases, except for, I think, two, it's the week, with efforts to remove the promised land from Israel, that there are three common denominators associated with that. One is peace. They're supposed to be for peace, but
they're trying to orchestrate peace.
That's right.
So we always see that. That's in the Bible.
It's peace, peace, peace.
When they say peace, peace, watch out.
That's right. And the other thing is, though, what we've been seeing a recurring pattern of is destruction. Destruction's been taking place as these efforts toward peace have been launched. To the day, we're seeing in these amazing, as I call, coincidences. But also, it's very sudden. So this is a thing. There's three common denominators playing like a broken record since 1991. Peace, then sudden destruction. Peace, then sudden destruction. In that particular scripture, it talks about how we're to be watchful and sober, which means we're, you know, if we're to be watchful, there's something to watch for. And perhaps it's this message that's coming out of these calamities that have been occurring, coincidental to efforts to remove the promised land.
Now, you talk about President Obama has intentionally derailed the peace negotiations. Give me an example quickly.
It's an odd thing. When he first took office, you know, usually a honest broker to bring two warring parties together is going to try to reduce issues between them to get the parties closer. Well, but what he did, literally, he injected a new condition, no building in East Jerusalem before talks would begin. I don't know if that's ever happened in the annals of diplomacy, but the president injected that. And even his biggest
supporters... Which stopped the talks.
There were no talks. Even his biggest supporters said, why are you doing this? And they even said it looked like incompetency, but that's only the first of two times he's done
okay.
that.
Okay. In your opinion... There's a reason. He is an intelligent president.
Yes.
Why is he doing this?
I think the president's ultimate goal, in terms of my reading between the lines and having studied it, is to move the peace process to the United Nations, where eventually the United States will back up and say, we're not going to veto this move on the part of the Palestinian Authority to become a nation. That's what I think it's all about, ultimately.
So it's literally setting up the UN.
I believe it is, because, well, we could go in depth. I know we don't have time, but there's a lot of other signs to back this up.
Okay. You had a dream, and I have heard this dream from many prophets throughout the land. I know it's hard for you to even talk about it. Would you tell us briefly what that dream was?
What it is, to just sum it up, is that, and I too have heard a lot of people saying they've been receiving dreams and warnings from God of things that are approaching our country. And that is simply that, and I mentioned this earlier about peace and sudden destruction, I feel it was shown to me in a dream, actually nukes detonating within the United States associated with a time when peace or so-called peace in the Middle East takes place.
So,
and I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true.
I'll tell you what. If what I know is true, and I believe it's true because I heard this from God, that Jesus is returning very quickly. He's coming back soon. And that's why you read the Bible and these things don't count it strange, because of course there's going to be things like this. I mean, many prophets have seen up through Florida and the East Coast these bombs going off. But we are instructed to fear not. Now, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to believe it. I have friends that are believers in the Messiah in Israel, and they wouldn't go outside without saying Psalm 91 out loud, a personalized version, like, I live in the shelter of the Most High, and I find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. You alone are my refuge, my place of safety. You are my God, and I trust in you, for you will rescue me from every trap and protect me from deadly disease. You will cover me with your feathers. You will shelter me with your wings. Your faithful promises are my armor and my protection. I will not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day, though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000 are dying all around me. These evils will not even touch me. No evil will conquer me. No plague will come near my home, for you will order your angels to protect me wherever I go. You will reward me with a long life. And thank you, thank you, thank you for my salvation.
Call now and get David Brennan's must-have prophetic audio CD and two-volume book package, The Israel Omen. Plus, receive this powerful supernatural prayer of protection bookmark, all for a gift of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9173. Through this riveting prophetic teaching, you will discover, since 1991, 13 disasters were the direct result of the policies and decisions made by 3 U.S. presidents. The ancient biblical curse that is linked to the huge financial meltdown of 2008 was just the beginning of more to come. The obscure Bible passage that reveals what's soon in store for Israel, America, and the world. The prophecy of the four horns of Zechariah, which warns of the powerful organization called the Quartet, whose agenda is to divide Israel, plunging the world into judgment, despair, and destruction. And when you call, you will receive this powerful supernatural prayer of protection bookmark. This supernatural prayer will result in divine protection over you and your family, even in the midst of the events about to affect planet Earth. You must call now to get David Brennan's must-have prophetic audio CD and two-volume book package, The Israel Omen. Plus, receive this powerful supernatural prayer of protection bookmark, all for a gift of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9173. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9173 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, Steve Hill is so hungry for God, he went to the various moves of God throughout the world, and he received the same thing these great men and women of God had. The devil tried to knock him out. He was on his deathbed. He was preparing the funeral arrangements. And he also was given at that time a vision. And it is what is about ready to happen to planet Earth that he literally feels everyone must understand this vision. Be right back.